Monday, Sick Week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the letter of James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brother and sister, when you encounter various trials. For you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives you all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. But he should act in faith, not doubting. For the one who doubts and tosses about by the wind, for that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. The brother in lowly circumstances should take pride in high standing, and the rich one in his loneliness, for he will pass away like the flower of the field. For the sun comes up with its scorching heat and dries up the grass, its flower droops, and the beauty of its appearance vanishes. So will the rich person fade away in the midst of his pursuits. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. The Pharisee came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. People need to be humble before God. God doesn't owe man anything. In opposition, man owed everything from God. When people trust in God, they don't add anything to what he had. But the faith in God shall help people to reach the eternal life. Similarly, when people worship God through mass, prayer, and offering, they don't add anything to God, but they will get many benefits from their worship. Today's readings want to show human wrong understanding in their relationship with God. In the first reading, the author of the letter of James confirmed that faith needs to be tested. The more it is tested, the more it shall be firm, perfect, and nothing can shake it. In the Gospel, the scribe challenged Jesus to work more miracles so that they might believe in him. Coming from God, Jesus discouraged because of their attitude. He refused to do any more miracle for them to witness. Analysis. The first reading. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. The first point. Faith needs to be tested. Like an athlete in his training needs to be tested by failure, or a student in his learning needs to be tested by exams, human faith also needs to be tested by trial and suffering. The purpose of testing one's faith isn't meant to destroy him, but first, to call steadfastness. The author anchors his faithful to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greeting, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." Patience is the first virtue which people need to have. It is the mother of all human virtue, because when one possesses this virtue, it will help him to acquire other virtue more easily. Second, to perfect one's faith. Though faith is a gift that God bestows on men, but to make it perfect, people need to be patiently trained so that he can bring it to perfection as they desire for his faithful. Unless steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. The goal of the training of one's faith is to have a perfect faith, which is firm, perfect, lacking of nothing. When one possesses such a faith, he can overcome all obstacles in his life. Second point, to perfect his faith, one needs to have God's grace. When people face trial and suffering, they have a tendency to avoid or to pray to God so he can take them away. To keep oneself from this kind of attitude, the author advised, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given him. Wisdom helps people to recognize trials are necessary to form the perfect faith. However, when one prays to God to have wisdom, he must have a firm faith. James continued, but let him act in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, will receive anything from the Lord. When God granted him wisdom to recognize that he must overcome trials, he should bravely go forth. Don't change his mind and pray to God to take them away. One of the faith trials is the up and down of human life. The author advised people to boast in God, both when he is raised up and when he is thrown down. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation and the rich in his humiliation, because like the flower of the grass, he will pass away, for the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. The Gospel, the true faith, third point. Faith that is based on miracles. Each nation on earth had its own chase. St. Paul correctly said about one of the Jew chase. For zeal demands science and grace seek wisdom. But we praise Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 to 23. The Jewish tradition already had a model for their Messiah. He must be powerful, able to do miracles. He is the Lord of the Jews only. He will help them to expel foreigners, and they shall dominate the world. With this model in their mind, the Pharisees came to Jesus and challenged him to perform some miracles so they might believe in him. Second point, faith that is based on the true knowledge of God. Why did Jesus refuse to perform miracles for them? There are at least three reasons. First, he did many miracles already. In the Gospel according to Mark, there were so many miracles done by Jesus. The Pharisees must witness or hear about the miracles. Second, miracle is only needed to light up one faith from the beginning. Once one already had faith, miracle is no longer needed. When Jesus healed the sick, he reminded them what the prophet Isaiah foretold about the Messiah were now fulfilled in him. His purpose is to help them to believe in him. Moreover, the faith which is based on miracle isn't a firm faith, because people will lose their faith when they no longer see miracles. They need to acquire a firm understanding about God and his providence for the world, not a model of God according to their imagination. Third, lastly, Jesus didn't want people to control God. People have a tendency to think that when they need something, God had a duty to do miracle, to grant them that thing, no matter if it is good or bad. Application in life. We need to be humble in order to know ourselves in our relationship with God. All the worship we do are for our own benefits, not to add a single thing for God's glory. The faith which God bestowed on earth had an unlimited potential, but it can be lost if we don't treasure it. We need to take advantage of all opportunities which happen in our life to train our faith, so that we might have a firm and perfect faith. When we didn't receive what we asked from God, we must review to see if what we asked is according to God's will. We need to absolutely avoid improper attitude by apostasy or by persecuting those who believe in God. Amen.